copies in the yeshiva.
Okay, we're on learning Sechtes Brachos from Daf Lamed Amud Aleph. So we got to the dot, which is about 10 lines, 8 lines from the top, which concludes Mios Tov Al Tikra Ra. And when you could be good, do not be called bad. This was specifically when it came to the dispute as to how one should say Tefillas HaDerech. Is it necessary for one to stop and stand, or is it sufficient that it could be said even Mahalik while one is in the process of traveling? And Rav Sheshes, although felt it wasn't necessary to stop when he was traveling with his with Rav Chista, Rav Chista stopped, so therefore Rav Sheshes also stopped. He said, after all, Mios Tov Al Tikra Ra. I'm stopping anyway, I might as well do it in the proper way. So if we look, just to remind ourselves of an important Rashi, which we saw already last week, and then thereafterwards we will turn to the halachic aspect. If you look on the third line in Rashi, on Lamed Amud Aleph, it says Ad Parsa. This is an answer as to the question is Ad Kama, until when is Tefillas HaDerech said? Ad Parsa, until Parsa. So if we look in Rashi, right, and because we'll be focusing on this halacha in a moment, it says, of a low la'atar shahol of parsa, which is an unbelievable first interpretation, that once you've traveled a parsa, at that point, no longer can you say Tefillas HaDerech. A parsa is translated, I wrote it down on the halacha sheets, different interpretations. I saw it yesterday, it's between 2.4 and 2.8 miles, some say it's like about 3 miles. A parsa, as we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah shortly, is the amount of time a person walks the amount of 8,000 cubits, which is it's comparable to 72 minutes by foot, walking for 72 minutes by foot. So traveling by foot is 72 minutes, which of course leads to the question, if you're not traveling by foot, you're going by an airplane, according to this interpretation of Rashi, a parsa is second.
Right, again, it really makes no sense, because we strive, we've been learning this whole thing about how much time you have to say Shema, how much time you have to say Mincha, how many hours and hours, and here, you're traveling on things, you forgot, you get in your car, your kids are screaming, yelling, you go, right. You can't even think straight, right. Oh, and so now I can't say it, and I got a 4 or 5 hour trip ahead of me, and now I'm banished from saying to those. It really makes no sense.
Right, it's very hard to understand, and we'll see in halacha that is something which we actually paskin like. Perhaps this is only l'chachila, but the d'yeved after a parsa, you can still say it, because as you said, imagine you're traveling for a 10-hour road trip, so right. the first 3 minutes he didn't do it, so that's it. I mean, it's still a makom sakana, danger.
He should do it even before he starts to move.
That's another question. We're going to see that there are some people that say it's permissible. The question is, when exactly does the parsa begin? We're going to see it doesn't necessarily mean the second you pull out of your driveway. It could have to do with when you're no longer within
any city environs.
When you're outskirts of the city, in which there's no longer any homes for an extended period of time, we'll see what that is exactly in the Mishnah Berurah. And because of that, if you're driving, let's say from here to to the five towns, even though it's maybe more than 3 miles, we don't say Tefillas HaDerech. Right, we don't say Tefillas HaDerech.
Actually, going through Farah, we should say Tefillas HaDerech.
Well, that's maybe another question.
Yeah.
What was that?
From
Yerushalayim to Tel Aviv, they do say.
There are people who say that. I know there are people who say.
Well,
and that's why the camp drivers all have Tefillas HaDerech.
We're in the middle of this Rashi, but since you brought it up, it's brought down in Sefer Daf Al Daf. It was asked the Shaila to Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach regarding traveling from Tel Aviv to Yerushalayim, that he says ki ein hu noheg lomer Tefillas HaDerech. He says that you would not say Tefillas HaDerech. It's his sock. Yivon sheish retziv shel yeshuvim, because apparently there are homes continuously. In hefsek ben yeshuv liyeshuv, rochleik, not a major distance between each little village or city. And therefore, he doesn't feel that you're really leaving Chutzla'ir, according to that opinion. But then he says, Avol, Nesiyah L'Tveri of Svat, going from just Tveri to Svat, Noheg Moran Loimer Tfil Sederach. He would say Tfil Sederach at that point. And then he asked, the question was asked to him, even though you say from Tel Aviv to Yerushalayim, you shouldn't say Tfil Sederach, he says, possible that you could say it, Lo Shem Hashem B'Sofo. Instead of saying Baruch Atah Hashem Shemet Tfilah, you say Baruch Atah Shemet Tfilah. So that's considered some type of a pshara. So you're still saying Tfil Sederach, but because there's this, at least for him, some doubt, you don't say, you don't end up with the chasima, the bracha, with Hashem, with Shem Hashem. So there's different opinions.
But there are areas where it's just the farmland.
That's right. The question is, if there's a significant difference, a distance between those two villages, then that already warrants St. Tfil Sederach. Again, this is the psak of Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, that he at least would say, you would not say Tfil Sederach with the chasima of Hashem's name at the end, but from Svat to Tveria, of course, vice versa, you would. And that's I guess a sidebar. We're still in the middle of Rashi, but the first point that Rashi makes is questionable, how he can make such a statement. After all, more than a parsa, you're traveling a long distance, what does that mean? It's not a sakana. What exactly does that mean? The Bahag Mefarish, according to the Bahag, he explains another interpretation which is more readily acceptable. Ad kama, when the Gemara asks until when, means ad kama yivaki shalelech shisarach lispalel. How far is the trip? How long does the trip have to be in order that you will need to say tefillah sederach ad parsa? It doesn't mean that once you've reached the parsa you don't say tefillah sederach. It means if you're traveling from here to 1/16th, you don't say tefillah sederach. It's not that far. But once you're traveling already a parsa, that's what the Gemara is saying. At that point, now there's an obligation to say tefillah sederach. Afil in lo leilech ela ad parsa. Even if all you're doing is traveling this distance, which is just a few miles, once you're traveling a shorter amount than just one parsa, then this tefillah is not necessary to be recited. Okay, so if we now turn our attention to the halacha sheets, which is three pages, we already saw the first page, in which discussed the nusach of the tefillah. Because if you remember, there was a question, should it be Lashon Yachid? Exactly. So we said that it's better that it should be in Lashon Rabbim. And of course, we looked it up, that certainly Tefillah Sederach is in plural, Lashon Rabbim. We brought down Mishnah Berurah that B'dieved, if you would say Tefillah Sederach, Lashon Yachid, you're still Yotzeh. So that was the first thing that we discussed. And that was really the only Sif we saw. We're on the second page of Sif Hay. And further discussed in this lengthy Mishnah Berurah about other provisions that one should make, such as make sure that they have bread, leaving and traveling only during the day, giving also, and it concluded about traveling with your talis and tefillin. Even if you're planning on getting back to Bell Harbor tomorrow morning, but if you're going to be traveling and coming back late, there's always the chance you may not make it back, and to borrow some tefillin, they may not have the same head size or whatnot. And therefore, it's better to always, a Yari Shemayim always carries their tefillin with them when they're traveling significant distance. Okay, let's now continue with Sifhei. Ein sarach lomar osa. You don't need to say it. El pamachas b'yoy. You only say this tefillin one time a day. So, you don't keep saying it. You stop, you keep going. No. You just only say it once. And that tefillah sederach covers for the entire day.
Even, let's say, for argument's sake, you went, because I did it. You went from here to Los Angeles, in one day, but you did it, okay? You wouldn't say it coming home, and you were there for 4 or 5 hours?
Apparently not. No. At least according to this reading. We're going to see that maybe if you did something in the middle,
right,
which established yourself as... Well, we'll see. Let's just see the rest of the Shulchan. That's a good question. There's a lot to discuss on this topic, but we'll just at least see the basics. even if you're resting in the city in the middle of the day, so you travel for a few hours, you wake up early in the morning, you said tefillah seder, if you traveled for a few hours, now you're in the middle of the city, and you are there having a nice lunch, whatever, according to this opinion, when you continue to travel, even though you stopped for an extended period of time, since it's the same day, you do not say tefillah seder a second time. But listen to this. But let's say your intention is to sleep in the city. So let's say you're going on a massive road trip. And you say, you know what? I'm stopping off at this hotel, and I'm driving from here to L.A. I need to get some sleep. And you rent a room, and you get into the bed, and you just can't fall asleep. You know, like, you know what? I might as well just get right back on the road. This is ridiculous. V'afrikach nimlach, v'yotz mimeno laver chutzala. You change your mind, and now you're going out of that city. Oh, lashuv leveso, or to do an about face. Sarach lasal espalos apamacheras. So as I wrote over here, it's based on what's called subjective intentions. So it's up to your thought process of what you're planning on doing. If you're planning on staying in that place, certainly, let's say for example, you're traveling from here to L.A. So you say tefillah sederach at the beginning of your trip, and you drive as far as you can, you go to sleep in a hotel, the next morning, you say tefillah sederach again. Even though it's the same trip, but every day you always say tefillah sederach, even though you're on the same trip. What's fascinating over here is that if you choose to stop in a place in which apparently there's an inyan of sleeping is brought down, there's some connection to sleeping, we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah what sleeping accomplishes, how that's some type of a hefsek, some break, even if you don't end up doing it, but at the time you were anticipating of stopping your travels for the day, so once that happens, now that you continue to travel then, on the same day, you do need to say tefillah sederach at that point. But if you just decide to stop for a lunch break or whatever, a little picnic, apparently, according to this, you would not say tefillah sederach and you continue on your way on the same day. Okay, so let's now see the Mishnah Berurah. Maybe this will make matters a little bit more understandable. Mishnah Berurah says, V'yom. Right? Yeah, V'yom. Okay. Perush, b'chol yom v'yom. Before, one of the other things that we talked about is whether or not you have to stop or you can continue and travel. We discussed the last time whether the person has to stop in their travels, and it all had to do with tirda. We thought it was tircha, but it's interesting the Mishnah Berurah uses the notion of tirda. So if there's any tirda involved that's going to cause you problems, you're being tired because it's dangerous, you're stopping in the middle of the road, stopping in the middle of the highway, you're not going to have to stop your car on 95, with the car zooming back and forth, that's you're going to be tired. So in that case, you'd be able to say it while in the process of traveling. Of course, you have to be careful of that too. So, continues the Mishnah Berurah. Perish b'chol yom b'yom. Every day. Every day, the Mishnah Berurah is explaining you need to say tefillah sederach. Kol zman shu b'derach, as long as you're traveling, mechuyav lomer osa, you have to say it. And then the Mishnah Berurah focuses its attention on what happens in the event the person stops in the middle of the day. So at that point, you do not need to say tefillah sederach. It says, Ratzel Omer, Shemes Akev Shom Eze Shaos, you stop there for a certain amount of hours, Kinei in order lanuach, to just relax, V'yachah Chayzev Ohoel Chadarach, and then you're going to continue on that day on the road. Kivan, since Shekeshenach Ba'ir, when you decided to stop for a short amount of time in that city, your intention always was just to continue traveling. You do not need to continue and to say another bracha. And it's always interesting the lashon of ein tzarach. It doesn't sound like you're supposed to do it either. It's an interesting lashon that the Mishnah Berurah of the Rashi also uses. You're not supposed to say it. Okay. Continues the Mishnah Berurah. It says that in the event, however, that you stop in a hotel and you're intending to sleep there, then you change your mind. So at that point, you have to say tefillah sederach a second time on that day. Says the Mishnah Berurah, why? Dehavi hesach hadas. It's all considered allowed to say another tefillah sederach once you have Hesach Hadas, you've now diverted your attention and desire from traveling, and you are planning on resting there for the evening, so now you have Hesach Hadas. The Kol Shekein, and certainly, Imulon Baderech Bushpizabu Laila, the Sarach Lavarav Baboker. If you actually did sleep in the hotel, and you woke up the next morning, after the continental breakfast, you have to get back in your car and say Tefillas Baderech again. Ah, however, Im Hunoiseya Kol Halayla. What happens if you decide to pull an all-nighter, and you're traveling all night? Dahainu She'eino Ulon Bekvias Bushpiza. That you're not driving, you're not staying in a hotel. Rak Yenuch Eza Ma'at Zman Bushpiza. You stop for a few seconds just to catch your breath, to get a cup of coffee. V'yacha Chlezio and Sain, you continue traveling. Yeshavar Tefillas Baderech Baboker Bli Chasima. Since you didn't really stop at all you did was stop to fill up your tank or whatever and get a cup of coffee, that's not considered to be of any Hesach Hadas. So even though you did actually drive a day and you said Tefillas Baderech and now it's the night and now it's the next day, the reality is since you didn't really have any stop, therefore it's no bracha of it should be said. You should say Bli Chasima. So you say Tefillas Baderech, but Baruch Ata Shemet Tefillah.
What happens when you travel 12 hours from Israel and you sleep? It's one trip. Just, is it Hesach Hadas or not?
It's a good question. I mean, last
from day to day, really.
Last,
you know what time is spent.
You're right. That's the whole question about, you know, because when you're traveling, the windows are down, and what day is it, and where are we holding?
You know, you're going to nighttime, or you're going to daytime.
Right.
Not that, but the fact that you're going to sleep.
We certainly know you not to do it. Right? I don't know anyone that says Tefillas Baderech twice on the same trip, traveling to Israel. But it sounds like, on the surface, perhaps, it sounds like Tefillas Baderech could be said Bli Chasima. Definitely would not say Baruch Atah Hashem Shemei Tefillah. The problem with traveling on a plane, as we saw last week, is that there are some people that hold you're not supposed to say Tefillas Baderech at all when traveling on a plane. And as we mentioned just very briefly, even though we don't paskin like this, there are those that compare, it's brought down by the Baal Sofnas Paneach, Tefillas Baderech from Kan Sipur, about sending away the mother bird. And it says that you're on the derech, you're on the road. And it says that the only derech in the sky is for birds. But we don't have a derech on, there's no such thing as a pathway in the sky. And we discussed whether or not that was based on the amount of flying that occurs nowadays. And we mentioned that based on the whole concept of sakana, there still is sakana element traveling, and therefore Tefillas Baderech is recited. I also mentioned too that according to the Minhag Chabad, according to Rav Schneerson's Zal, he says that they actually say it while driving to the airport, assuming that they don't say it on the plane. This way, for those that there is actually a dispute among poskim whether you should say it while flying, so therefore they feel if you live far enough from the airport, you should talk as they feel to that while traveling in your car to the airport. Because you have to, we're not naig like that, it's not our minhag, we say it while we're traveling on the plane.
You can say it every single day with a bracha, let's see, you're traveling, and you can say it every day.
You have the same difference of opinion.
Right, we're not going to see anything about a boat, but we are going to see, and Mr. Brew is going to talk about Mesilas Habarza, which is a train. We're going to talk about train rides. And perhaps once we see that, we can compare it to other modes of transportation. But at this point, again, it's very clear that it's the way to create Hesach Hadas is while you sleep, and then the next morning already, you can say Tefillas Baderech. If you look at the Bir Halacha over here, the Bir Halacha says, which is on the left a little bit, Sarach Lachsel Espal. So he quotes Ayin Mishnah Berurah Hatam. The Mishnah Berurah discusses the reason why you repeat Tefillas Baderech is because of Hesach Hadas, as we established. Says the Bir Halacha, still on the second page, Lefize, according to this, near the Kol Shekein, Imlon Bushpiza Vahishkim Koidim Haboker Linso Ladarko. Now he says, unlike the language of the Mishnah Berurah, that if you're sleeping in a hotel and you decide to wake up a little bit early and now you're traveling and it's still dark, but you slept a significant amount of hours in the hotel. Even though it's not yet light outside, you still say Tefillas HaDerech, Zeh Havi Hesach HaDas Gomor. By you going to sleep and literally taking a significant rest, that's considered Hesach HaDas. So the Vilna Gaon also apparently holds like this. It compares this to Birchas HaTorah. Okay, fine. That there's the same element that you need to sleep a little bit. Otherwise, we saw for those who stay up Shavuos night, we get some Nebuch guy that fell asleep, and everyone's like, you say the bracha for us. So there has to be some Hesach HaDas to be able to say Tefillas HaDerech, to say Birchas HaTorah the next day. So too when it comes to Tefillas HaDerech. So according to this opinion, even just as long as you slept in a hotel, even if you woke up while it's still night, you still say Tefillas HaDerech that night, even though it's not yet light. But you should still know, skipping a line, listen to the Prima Gadim. If we want to be sensitive to the language of what the Prima Gadim says, because of the whole Boker Yom Osa, because every morning you should say it. Mash Maksah Shlo Kidavarenu, it sounds a little bit not like we're saying, that you have to perhaps wait until the morning to say Tefillas HaDerech. Of course, that doesn't. The problem is, what happens if you travel at night? Does that mean you should travel for the first couple hours, then only once it's light out to say Tefillas HaDerech? So you have to bear in mind what Rashi said. Rashi said you're supposed to say it L'chadchila, at least L'chadchila, the first parsa, the very beginning, the onset of that travel. So the question is, what do you do in the event that you continue traveling on day number two while it's still night out? So the Be'er Halacha says, well, perhaps it doesn't mean that you have to say Tefillas HaDerech while it's with the sun, when it's dark, it's not totally on that. But the Gemara says that the best way to travel is b'chi tov, when it's good, which means while it's light out, during the day. Better not to travel at night. The Gemara says, travel while it's b'chi tov and get to your proper destination b'chi tov while it's still day. In other words, it's dangerous otherwise. V'yafil im tim saloyim with the tov yosu lahamtin. Everyone to tell me it's better to wait m'lomit v'yos haderech ad or hayoim until it's light out. Kopanim, nonetheless, im is damin lo, if it happens, she'ozul yuchel loimer. You just can't say it at that point. You're going to show you, oz samuch a parcel of eso. Let's say you're traveling, you wake up, and you're like, you know, I only have another 2 hours. Might as well wake up. And you only have 2 hours to get to your destination, and sunrise is in 2 hours. So by you waiting until sunrise, you're already going to get to your destination. Or you're going to be within the last few miles, the last leg of your trip, and at that point, you're not allowed to say Tefillas HaDerech. You can't say Tefillas HaDerech once you're within a parsa of where you need to go. Mutav, says the Be'er Halacha, Mutav, to the next page, Shamrena Koidim Sher Hayoim, Kenyo Lenis Daitil Chara. In that situation, then you should certainly say it while it's dark. So you basically, the Be'er Halacha is saying that it is better to follow the sensitive language of the Prima Gadim, is that if you're going to travel, travel during the day so that you can say Tefillas HaDerech right away. But if you need to be traveling in the middle of the night, perhaps it's better that a person should say it once it's light, provided that you still have a significant amount of the trip to continue into that day. All right. Let's now continue. Oh, so that's the inyan over here when it comes to Hesach, this whole idea of Hesach HaDas. And sleeping clearly breaks it up. Even apparently, it's the night. Apparently, you can still say the bracha. It's not an issue. Again, the Be'er Halacha says perhaps it's better to wait until the next morning. Now, you can't really see it, it's on the sides. Rav Shlomo Auerbach says there's a tremendous heter. I can't really read it, but it says getting out of a car is enough. Which means, according to him, he holds the whole inyan is some type of Hesach HaDas, of breaking up the trip. So he holds, as long as you're getting out of your car, doesn't mean you're getting out of your car for 3 seconds, but as you get out of your car and you're taking a certain amount of a break, according to him, that is sufficient already, that's some level of a break, and that Tefillas HaDerech could be recited, questions whether you shouldn't say it with a bracha, but once a person steps out of their car, according to him, he says that perhaps that's enough that Tefillas HaDerech can be recited. You know, questions whether we paskin like that. Generally speaking, it's only done once a day under the guidelines as cited in the Mishnah Brura. So let's now see this another halacha, halacha vav. Now we know when it comes to tefillas haderech, it's interesting that we do not, it ends off with a bracha, but it does not begin with a bracha. And some people explain the reason why is that it emulates the bracha of the Shemot Esrei. It's similar, because it ends off bracha tashem shemei tefillah. And we know when it comes to the Shemot Esrei, we do not begin with a baruch. We only end with a bracha. The question is, why don't we begin with a bracha? There's a principle called bracha smuch l'chavita. When you have a bracha near its friend, when it's right next to a bracha, so even though you don't begin with a bracha, since the previous paragraph ended with one, it's as though it starts with a bracha, so it's not necessary. And that's the reason the Shemot Esrei begins with Baruch Ata Hashem, so it begins with a bracha. And then even though the other paragraphs do not begin with a baruch, based on the principle of bracha smuch l'chavrta, it's considered as though it's sandwiched with a baruch and a baruch, which is how a bracha generally is. When it comes to tefillas haderech, it's not that way. We begin the Yiratzon. We don't begin Baruch Ata Hashem. And some explain the reason why is just simply because, as the Rabbeinu Yonah says this, is because it mirrors the Shemona Esrei, because that's the bracha. It ends off, same bracha, Baruch Ata Hashem, Shemona Tefillah. So since, it's a little stretch, that when it came to the Shemona Esrei, it was initially instituted as a bracha, since the bracha is Baruch Chavrta, you don't have the baruch before. So too, when it comes to tefillas haderech, that's the reason why you don't have the bracha before. And so says Rabbeinu Yom. So, but that doesn't mean you can't put a bracha before it, so is to create a bracha smuch l'chavrta. This is what the Maram Rutenberg says. Kishahi yoitz l'derech b'boit, when he would travel, v'yomra achri hiratzom, k'day l'asmich l'berchas agumil chasadim te bracha smuch l'chavrta. He would say part of the shachris, he would say, the bracha, bracha Hashem, gomel chasadim toivim lo Yisrael, and then he would say tefillas haderech, and therefore by doing that, what he has done is he's created this the proper bracha which has baruch before and afterwards. Does that mean we have to make sure to do as the Rambam Rutenberg, exactly as he did? No, but the Mishnah Berurah gives us a more practical thing that we can do as we travel in the middle of the day. If we look toward the bottom of this page, hasmuch l'chavrta. She'ena posachas v'baruch. We know that tefillas haderech does not begin with a bracha. V'im hoylech b'emsa hayom. So it says, if you're traveling in the middle of the day, what could you do? Yasmichena l'vracha acheres. Connect it to another bracha. Goyim she'yachal yishtei z'davar yivarach bracha achrona. So you go to the gas station, get your cup of coffee, you say bracha to Hashem on shak, you make a shakol, and then immediately after you make the shakol in your coffee, you have a sip, then you say tefillas haderech. That is the best way of saying tefillas haderech. Oh, yatil mayim v'yomer asher yatzar, after you use the bathroom, whatever, before your trip. V'makom she'en yochel asos kol zeh, you can't do this, goin she'en al kol ma levarech, you have no food. V'gam hu yoshev agola bein anashim, you're stuck in a wagon, you're stuck in a train, there's no service bar, whatever. V'en roitzim lahamtin olav, Ashir Viala. These people are not interested in you stopping and them stopping and causing them to delay in their travels. Then Apopikin Mutalormit Tfilos Haderech. Obviously, the Mishnah Berurah says on the third and last page, you can say Tfilos Haderech. The Kamari Shainim Serm the Tfilos Haderech in Srichte Smuch al Chavrta Ein Batur Vesose. Says that it's not necessary to have a Bracha Smuch al Chavrta, as I said, the reason why. And it was instituted without it, but l'chachila, if a person could say a bracha before it, as to create a bracha, smuch l'chavrta, that's the best way to do it. So again, it's during the day, to have a food, a drink, or something like that, make a bracha, and then to say tefillas haderech is the best way of saying tefillas haderech. So too, like on an airplane, especially when a person's ears are popping, so you maybe have a cup of water, you make a shakol, and then you say tefillas haderech. That's the best way if one can get away doing it.
What he says over here in the Lashon, when he uses bracha achrayna, he doesn't mean a bracha achrayna. Then he means the bracha afterwards, the bracha of tefillas haderech afterwards. In other words, going shiachal yishtei is a davar, v'yavarech bracha achrayna. Is he talking about a bracha achrayna?
I don't know why he would say that. What's the difference? I don't know.
Because that closes, that doesn't make it a bracha of samach chaverta anymore. Right. That'll close the previous bracha.
I believe so. I'm not sure. Well, it does say bracha achrona. That's really what he's saying to do. They're not talking about the
bracha,
food.
Bracha achrona, tefillas haderach.
Maybe the only reason is because maybe he holds the eating as a hefsek or something like that. Right? So you eat, you have to, you have a cup of coffee, make a bracha, you have to drink it, so that's no longer a bracha. According to him, maybe that's not a bracha smilcha chavata. It's better to have no hefsek between the bracha and then tefillas haderach. When he makes a bracha on food, you have to eat it. You have to have a bite.
Right.
So maybe that's what the Mishnah was saying. Uh-huh. I've never heard anyone being so makbid that that's considered such a hefsek, that that's not a bracha smilcha chavata. That sounds like...
It must mean that, because otherwise it would be bracha achareha. It wouldn't be bracha acharona.
Right, because he said, and the language says, you should eat the food, and then say a bracha acharona, then... Okay.
Yeah, so let's get to the bottom conclusion.
Yeah.
So if you're flying...
Yeah.
Leaving
Bel
Harbor.
Yeah.
When are you
going to
say
Tefillas Haderach? So, our minhag is that we say it once the plane actually is in motion, is already starting, ascending, going up. Yeah.
People told me.
Yeah. What?
Oh, they told me when your plane takes off, you don't make the
Tefillas
Haderach.
Why? Because you're still within the city.
A little bit until you do a little traveling, a little bit.
I mean, you see clearly from the Mishnah, from Rashi, not like that. Rashi clearly says ad parsa. That's better to say within the very first part of the trip. The only reason why they would maybe say that is because of, as we're going to see right now in Halacha Zayin, that you have to be out of the city limits. So at least see some of this. We'll have to do this next time.
Now we're driving. You're taking a trip to the mountains.
Right.
You're going to say before you start.
It's questionable. We're going to see now in Halacha Zayin that it's clear that you cannot you're not supposed to say it. Even though there's actually an opinion that says you could say it within the city limits, but really it seems pretty clear you're supposed to be out of the city, out of where there are homes. At that point, Tefillas Haderach should be said. Again, the person should ask to have to be careful if you're driving. You shouldn't be saying Tefillas Haderach while you're driving. It's worse than text messaging, probably. So you have to be careful. So let's just at least, that question is most addressed in this halacha. We're not going to see the whole thing, we'll see some of it. So let's at least see the Shulchan Aruch on this, maybe we'll touch upon the Mishnah Berurah and other Gedolei Achronim afterwards, next time. Omer Oysa Acher Shehechzik Badarach. It says, you should say it after Shehechzik Badarach. You have had some stronghold onto the road. You've done some type of traveling. We'll see exactly what that means in the Mishnah Berurah, maybe another time. This is clearly the second interpretation of second thought of Rashi that was brought down to Rashi, that you can't say it unless you're going at least a parsa. And if you skip all the way down to what is a parsa in the Mishnah Berurah Lamed Aleph. Hu shmoinas alafim ama, that's 8,000 amos. Demil hu alpayim ama, a mil is 2,000 amos. A parsa hu arba milin, and a parsang is 4 mil. So, and they usually say it takes 18 minutes to walk a mil. So 18 times 4 is 72. So the basic premise of what is a parsa is how long a person can walk a parsa, which is 72 minutes by foot. That is the trip. Now again, there's all these, I wrote on the bottom, I saw so many different people disputing what exactly is a parsa. I wrote over here between 2.35 and 2.85 miles. I saw on just yesterday, 2.4 to 2.88 miles. Certainly somewhere, and I wrote over here, or 3 to 4 miles. I didn't actually see anyone say anything more than 3 miles. It's basically about 3 miles. Or 3.84 to 4.608 kilometers. And the time to walk, 72 minutes. Average person's walk is also 10 parsa a day.
15 minutes to walk a mile.
Basically something along those lines. So let's just spend the last minute looking at this Shulchan Aruch and then we'll stop. Interesting. Doesn't say that you don't say Tefillah Sederach. But if you're traveling less than a parsa, you could say it, but you just don't end off with Baruchat Hashem. You say Baruchat Hashem, Tefillah, that's sufficient. Ulechatchila Yomer Osa B'Parsha Rishona. You can see in the parentheses who says that. Rashi. That was the Rashi we saw. That Ulechatchila, preferably within the first parsa, that you should say Tefillah Sederach. Now, again, that's the sensitivity of reading Rashi. Rashi doesn't... All Rashi said in the Gemara was that you have ad parsa. And then it says, avol lo l'achar shehol parsa, but not after you've traveled a parsa, which is interesting. This is not how the Ramah interprets Rashi. The Ramah interprets Rashi over here, because he puts in parentheses Rashi, that Rashi's whole statement of saying within the first leg of the trip is only l'chachilah. But after a parsa, you still could say it. So when the Gemara said ad kama means l'chatchila, when should you say it? You should say it within the first parsa, which again, you have to address that question, which hopefully we will. Let's just see this last sentence in the Shulchan Aruch, we'll stop. V'im shachach mil omra. And this is kind of Stephen's question. If you forgot to say it, yarmar sekuz machu b'derech. You can still say it as long as you're traveling. V'vashul higia teich parsa asmuch l'ir. As long as you didn't get to the parsa of where you want to stop. So even if you're still traveling to L.A., but you know that you're going to be stopping off in a hotel in 3 minutes, you no longer can say Tefillah Sederach. And once you reach a parsa of your destination, you can say it without a bracha. And we'll discuss a lot more about this next time.